Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
He's a busy man, I'm sure, covering one of the biggest stories that he probably never expected to ever be covering at this point. From the Herald Bulletin in Indy, it's George Bremer, who covers the Colts, and he joins us here on the John Kincaid Show on CBS Sports Radio. George, I appreciate you making time for me on late notice, and you never expected to be covering this story, did you?
No, absolutely not. The last thing I thought I'd be talking about this morning was the end of Andrew Luck's career.
And when you got the news, when the news broke, what was your first thought as far as why it was going down and why it's going down now?
Yeah, my first thought was this is a parody account, and I checked it about 14 times to make sure that everything there was true, because I was looking at Andrew Luck on the sideline as
right.
thousands of other people, you know, and really just trying to wrap our heads around what on earth had just occurred. Once everything kind of started to settle in and the dust started to settle, I think you could – I don't want to say you could see this coming. That's a long reach here. But it's been a long time in the making. This kid's taken a beating since 2015, at the very least, with a shoulder, with a lacerated kidney, with a couple broken ribs, and now this latest incident with the lower leg, and the fact that they couldn't figure out what's wrong. You know, they still, right now, can't give you a real solid answer on what the injury is. Just that he's in pain. I think there's a high ankle sprain that's part of it. There's some impingements down there. To see him trying to get through that, he talked a lot about back in 2016 and 2017 when he was dealing with the shoulder, playing through 2016 and then not playing at all in 2017, that it took him to some dark places. And he didn't really like the guy that he became during that time. And so I think that's what led to this now. He's newly married. There's a baby on the way. And he started seeing those shadows creep back in, and he just didn't want to live that life anymore.
And I've been saying all morning, every one of us wishes we had the ability, the power, the clout to be able to call our own shot, right? To be able to say when we're going to walk out the door of an employer, how much money we're going to make, when we're going to, I mean, he got to do something that a lot of people are going to be very envious of. And I think that led to, you know, a lot of the reaction people are giving today.
No, absolutely. You know, I think that obviously you never want to, he's going to be one of the biggest what ifs, I think, probably in sports history. You know,
absolutely.
What if he doesn't get injured in 2015? What if this, what if that, but at the end of the day, he went out on his terms. And as you said, not very many people get to say that. And so it's a sad moment. You know, it's not riding off in the sunset like Peyton Manning hoisting the Lombardi trophy above your head. But at the same time, he's making this decision, and he's making it. I know this much about Andrew Luck. He doesn't do anything without extreme thought. You know, he's such a detailed guy. He has been his whole career. This wasn't off the cuff. He's making this decision because he feels like it's the best decision for him right now, and I think you have to respect that. And yeah, I think everybody, that's kind of the dream for everybody out there to make that
call your
call,
own shot,
you know,
yeah,
on your own.
George Bremer covers the Colts for the Herald Bulletin in Indy, and he joins us this morning very kindly on CBS Sports Radio. So I'll ask you this. Do you have any thoughts in mind about who the Colts may be shopping for today? Because they're going to need to go get at least one quarterback. And do you believe they'd be comfortable with Jacoby Brissett being the guy to lead them into the regular season as the starter long term?
Yeah, the only thing that it's clear in this whole confusing mess right now is that they're comfortable with Jacoby Brissett. They have talked about that. Even when Luck was healthy last year, Frank Reich, Chris Ballard, really big fans of this guy. The team as a whole, Jacoby's got a charisma about him. You know, he draws people to him. This locker room is behind him, has been for a while. You can go back to last season and all the shots of him running down the sideline to celebrate with the defense when they would take the team picture like everybody else does after a turnover. You know, that's the kind of guy that he is as far as his teammates, as far as getting along with everybody in the locker room. And that's only obviously a small part of the equation, but it's a step they didn't have in 2017 when he came here just days before the start of the season, had no idea in the huddle. He started 15 games that year, and in the huddle, he's still trying to figure out guys' names. You know, he had no idea on the playbook. He'd only been here for, I think, 6 days before the season started. So it's a whole different situation for him this time around. They have a lot of confidence in him. We'll see if that's borne out. I do think they're going to have to go try and find a veteran backup, primarily because Chad Kelly's got a two-game suspension to start the year. If they don't go and find a backup quarterback, Philip Walker's going to be a snap away from playing at any point for the first 2 weeks, and I don't know if that's a situation they'll be comfortable with. So it'll be interesting to see how they handle that. You know, it's a two-week Band-Aid, and I don't know how you fill that. If you do go with Walker for 2 weeks, that's where the question is, I think, in the short-term future.
I was defending the Colts fan base in the fact that people were taking the actions of what I would figure was probably maybe 100 people, I can't even estimate, that decided to boo him on the way off the field last night. And people are like, I can't believe the Colts fan base did this to him. It's really ignorant to me to depict an entire fan base and what they think of a guy based on the actions of some jabronis, you know, in the stands. You know that fan base. You know that community much more. What do you think the pulse is of how they're feeling about Andrew Luck this morning?
Yeah, you know, I think they're like the rest of the country right now. They're stunned.
Stunned, right? Yeah. And
it's, you know, I think Jim Irsay during the press conference said, you know, city's a little heartbroken. And I think that's probably where it's at right now. It's going to be a really interesting legacy for Luck here in Indy. He's a guy obviously came in under the most pressure that you can be in as quarterback following up Peyton Manning. And there were a lot of high points. You know, I think once everybody kind of comes to grips with what's happened and is able to sit down and process what's going on, I think the majority of people are going to remember one or two things. They're going to remember three things, really. I mean, the 2012 season, his rookie year, is one of the magical stories probably ever in the NFL, with Chuck Pagano and the leukemia and the surprise playoff run. You know, that's going to be a huge part of any of the Andrew Luck story. The comeback against Kansas City in 2013, that's probably the high point for him. Just that dive in the end zone, the photo that looked like Superman that went out there, and then beating Peyton Manning on the road in the playoffs in 2014 to get the AFC Championship game. But as I said earlier, I think the fan base is also going to have a big what-if portion here, because this looked like, on paper, the best team that he was going to be a part of coming into this offseason. It was supposed to be drama-free for him for the first time in years, and then he got the strained calf, and somehow, some way, in the most unbelievable fashion, it led to that press conference last night. And so I think a lot of people in Indianapolis are going to wonder for years what might have been.
Do they know where the injury came from and how it happened? Because this is a guy, and I'm not trying to cast aspersions, but it is a guy who got injured snowboarding earlier in his career. Do they know how this injury happened? Or is it just attrition is what they're blaming it on?
Yeah, Chris Ballard a couple weeks ago blamed attrition. You know, he said that there's been problems with the ankle for a number of years and different things that had happened. And he thought that when the calf strain happened, it sort of inflamed all of that, you know, and it made it all worse all at once. So that's one of the biggest mysteries of this thing, is still what exactly is wrong and why it's taken 5 months and then he still has fame.
I'm telling you. Hey, George, I really appreciate you making time for me this morning. Thank you for joining us on the show.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks a lot.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.